Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Okay, let's sync it up. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Oh, shit.
You sorry.
I was trying not to cough in your ears, and I was still holding it in when we got to the cock part.
You're an idiot, Andy.
I am.
Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about sickness and Christmas, review some movies like Django Unchained, talk about the post-Christmas blues, and our New Year's plans. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
You guys be fucking mothers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And together we are...
Tancast.
The Wonder Team!
Tancast. We started with that. That's who we are, together.
Individual, we are just sad little men.
Speak for yourself.
Together, we're three sad men.
I am one giant sad man.
Guys, I'm gonna finish those brownies.
Shall we do some tan laughs? Maybe that'll cheer us up.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Well, let's give it a shot.
All right, Pooh, if you insist.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
You know your good jokes, we forgot it. You need a funny laugh. Then turn up this podcast, my friends, because it is Tan Laugh time.
All right, I've got a twofer. And I will explain it. I mean, it'll become clear once I read it. Why it's a twofer.
Isn't that when one of you puts your dick in the front and the other one puts the dick in the back and then...
Shut your filthy mouth!
Then you do some headlining?
I think that's called finger cuffs.
Shut it!
No, that's one in the mouth and one in the back.
Oh.
Either the front butt or the traditional.
Okay, so, first joke is from Eric. Hey Tim, it's Eric here, and since you read my brother Tyler's Tan Laugh on Facebook, or via Facebook,
You fail in reading.
Wow.
No, hang on.
Oh, okay.
Since you read my brother Tyler's Tan Laugh via Facebook, I'd see if you read mine.
He accidentally a word in there.
Yes, and that's where I was having trouble. Because I kept trying to fill in that word, and I kept choosing poorly. Anyway, this is a retort to his joke. What's black and blue and brown and lies in a ditch?
I don't know.
A brunette who has told too many blonde jokes.
Sorry.
Terrible.
Got my smoker laugh.
Oh, I did that in the reverse order. I probably should have. Because here is the other part of that. This is from Tyler. If you read this and my brother's Chan laugh on the show, I will virtually high-five you. What do you call a blonde with half a brain?
I don't know.
Gifted.
Oh.
I think that joke would have worked better, because I was thinking that Eric's joke was a response to the last joke from Tyler, but it also works as a direct response, especially since Tyler's second comment came out. You know what? Fuck it. I'm standing by what I did. I did it, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah. You're not proud of it, Tim.
That's
right. I'm
not right.
That proud of it.
You're a little ashamed. It's all right, though.
I always have a little shame with me wherever I go.
You sure there's not pee leaking out?
I do too.
Have you had a prostate butt check lately?
Well, my shame smells like urine.
Oh, okay.
Shame smells like urine!
I got a joke.
Do it!
Courtesy of my roommate, Roberto.
All right.
Roommate Roberto?
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to this.
No,
go fuck
but
yourself,
he told me this joke. And I What would Martin Luther King Jr. be if he was white?
Alive.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
I just took a guess.
We guessed it, too. We were like, I was like, oh, what could be the correct answer?
Alive. I almost went for old. Because, you know, it's got the same implication. Just more subtly played.
You got a joke so we can round out this segment?
I do.
Round it the fuck out.
I got a series of jokes.
Oh, dear.
These come from Luke. I'm sorry, I mean... Luke.
Oh, dear.
It's been a while since I've done some tan laughs, so here are some. A man in L.A. calls his son in New York the day before Christmas Eve and says, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you, your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough. Dad, what are you talking about? The son screams. We can't stand the sight of each other any longer, the father says. We're sick of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this, so call your sister in Chicago and tell her. Frantically, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. Like hell they're getting divorced, she shouts. I'll take care of this. Immediately, she calls and screams at her father. You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me? And hangs up. The old man hangs up his phone, turns to his wife, and says, Done, honey. They're coming for Christmas, and they're paying their own way.
I have to confess, I read ahead in that joke, and that's why I laughed midway through the setup.
I was like,
terrible man. Terrible man, Tim.
All right, next one. Stop reading.
I marked it and I moved away from the page.
Okay.
Wait, who are these from?
Luke.
I mean, Luke.
Right. Okay.
Our number one Irish fan. That'd be about how I do it. Luke.
You sound like the Cowardly Lion at first there.
Luke.
Welcome to HackCast.
Stop playing with the phlegm, Andy.
And no, HackCast is not a podcast with Carlos Mencia, Chris Dunham. Whoops, Jeff Dunham. Sorry, Chris. fuck it. You get the idea.
Yes. Dane Cook. A couple were Christmas shopping on a late Christmas Eve, searching for last-minute gifts in the crowded shopping mall. Walking through the mall, the wife looked up from a window display to notice her husband was nowhere to be seen. Worried, she got her mobile phone from her handbag and called her husband to ask him where he was. The husband, in a calm voice, replied, Darling, do you remember the jewelry shop we went to 5 years ago, where you fell in love with that diamond necklace that we couldn't afford, but I told you that one day I would get it for you? The wife's eyes filled with tears of emotion. She began to cry softly, and stifling a sob, she whispered, Yes, I do remember that jewelry shop. He says, Well, I'm at the bar next door. And Luke says, Shall we end on a Noah's Cock joke? Noah's Cock is so big, it stopped the Mayan apocalypse by deflecting each asteroid before they could reach the Earth's atmosphere.
Bing, bing, bing! In space, no one can hear the asteroids go bing, bing, bing.
In space, no one can hear Noah come.
And my feet are still on the ground.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep coming at the stars.
I guess shooting for the stars would have been a little too subtle there.
No, because his penis is big.
I know. I've seen it.
Keep shooting at the stars at point blank range.
There you go.
So, how is everyone?
I'm well. How was everyone's Christmas and or other holiday festivities?
Pretty much the three of us probably only had Christmas festivities, I'm willing to bet. Anybody here celebrate Kwanzaa?
Not I.
I did.
Liar.
True.
Why do you lie,
it's
Andy?
True that you're a liar?
Yes.
Okay. Mine was good. Completely slacked. I pulled an Andy. Episode, whatever, the two mini episodes are not up.
Hooray! One of us. I mean,
but
one,
you know what?
Of me.
I have several months of waiting before I'm at Andy's level.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, by the way, where in the world is episode 207?
I gave it to Santa, so you must have been a bad boy this Christmas.
You
didn't give it to Santa.
No, I gave it to Santa.
Nope, you gave nothing to Santa.
I gave it to Santa.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Don't you fucking lie to me.
This is like burying some treasure in the sand, only to have it finally dug up years and years later to find out it was a turd.
Mm-hmm. Really, I've been protecting you all. Damn it, I should have posted it on the 21st. That would have been funny.
You should have posted it any time in between.
Now and never.
And now.
It would have recorded
any time. It would have been hilarious. Oh, look, he accidentally posted it. Craziness. I finally had some days off. That was nice.
Yay! Hooray for days off.
What'd you do on your days off?
The first one, I pretty much sat in bed with stomach pain.
Oh.
Because that sucked. Like, the last day of the last day of my job, like, all of a sudden, like, I went to Safeway in the morning to grab some donuts for breakfast, and then, like, one of them, like, it was like it was dipped in water or something. Like, I took a bite, and it was like, squish. I was like, ew! And then I finished it. And I think that might have been my downfall. Because about an hour later, it just, like, it felt like a pain, but it didn't feel like nausea, and it didn't feel like, you know, like a cramp. It just felt like a pain in my stomach, and it pretty much stayed that way all day. So I'm just sitting there at my desk, and, like, you can't see me because it's, like, a physical thing, but I just, like, keep shifting around, like, while still keeping my hands on the keyboard, but just, like, moving my body every other way, like, okay, diagonal this way, straight up and down, diagonal that way, crunched all in, like, in the fetal position, except still typing, like, and then finally my boss randomly, because we were really slow that day, he's like, hey, if you want, you can go home. I was like, really? You sure? He's like, yeah. He's like, thank goodness. And I said, thank goodness, because I have a horrible stomach ache, but I didn't want to be that guy.
That guy that goes home when he's sick?
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Oh my god.
That Tim's name is Andy.
You crazy.
It's okay to be that guy, Tim.
It's not. You gotta work. In this economy, you gotta work.
Apparently, you gotta take a turd on your work chair, because that's what you were aiming for, buddy.
I couldn't get a turd out. That was the problem.
Oh.
Anyway, so then I went home, and finally, it got to the point where I was like, because nothing, like, I couldn't get anything moving either direction. I'm like, I will throw up, I will diarrhea, whatever it takes to make this go away, and nothing was happening. So finally, I called, like, an advice nurse, and they said to take some Tylenol, put a hot compress on it, and that got me, like, a little bit of sleep that night, but not a ton. And then I woke up the next day, and finally my day off, and it was still hurting, and then finally, the next day I was fine, and I was like, all right, let's do this, Christmas.
But you never threw up, or?
No, I did finally take a poop.
Was it epic, or was it disappointing? No.
It was very disappointing, in fact.
I one time I was sick, and, like, you normally if you throw up, you feel fine. I still felt shitty, so it's like, I hate throwing up, so, like, I threw up, and now I still feel crappy. Ah, it's not good throw up.
Yeah, that was my Christmas last year.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What about your Christmas this year?
Hey, Segwaylicious! Yeah.
The amazing thing is, was it Christmas Eve? Shit, I can't remember. But there was one of those days, it was... Oh, no, it was right after Christmas. No, it was right before Christmas. Whatever. A week ago. Out of nowhere, coming right up on Christmas, massive stomach cramps, felt like crap. I basically stayed in bed until, like, I think 2 o'clock. Drew kept coming upstairs and trying to wake me up, and I kept, like, yelling at him to go away.
Oh, that's a loving father. Basically, get the fuck away from me, Gale!
Well, no, like the first couple of times he came in, Daddy, wake up, come play with me. I was like, buddy, I am so sick. I was like, I can't get up, I can't move. I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna puke. I just need to lay here and sleep. I need you to go play quietly, go play with mommy. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he was back in. Daddy, I played with mommy. Now come play with me. Like, dude, no. So the yelling at him to go away was after many, many rounds of me telling him, hey, please let me just sleep, and him not listening.
What? In fact, a him child continuing... doesn't understand things?
Great. Oh, he understands things just fine. He just he just doesn't listen if he doesn't want to hear that answer.
He loves you, Andy.
I know he does.
He loves
and
you
I love
you
him
yell
too.
At him.
Yeah, so...
Daddy, I just want to be with you because I love you.
Get out of here! I'm fucking in here! Leave me alone to my misery! Daddy will eat your soul!
So I was thinking back to how, actually, on Christmas a year ago, the evening of Christmas, I got super sick and then was, like, just puking my guts out and shitting the next day. And, like, no matter how much I puked and no matter how much I shat and no matter how little I ate, it seemed like there was still stuff inside of me. I'm like, I think this is organs now. I felt like I was heading that way coming into Christmas this year. I was like, oh, shit. And then, I don't know, it was like 2 o'clock all of a sudden. It was like somebody flipped a little switch inside my stomach. It's like, you're better now. Like, I didn't puke. I didn't shit. Nothing happened. It was just like I just got over it. So I got up and had a great rest of the day and had a great Christmas with my kid. And, yeah, that was pretty much it. He got a lot of presents. And my wife and I kind of felt clever because, like, the ones that he kept telling Santa over and over and over again he wanted, we actually marked on them that it was from Santa. Now I'm starting to regret that decision because Santa's getting all the credit. I want some of that credit.
Yeah, put Santa's name on the socks and the sweatshirts and whatnot.
Yeah. Santa got you practical gifts. Well, I mean, Daddy got you the fun stuff.
Or, I mean, since you're not going to bother to tell your kids about any make-believe characters, may as well not tell them about Santa.
See, I'm actually kind of torn up about that one. Like, behaving as if there is a Santa is not my decision. I'm just kind of going along with it.
Ah.
It's kind of the same way when my wife or my in-laws reference, you know, God or anything else like that. I just sort of, like, smile and nod and, like, sure.
And then you grab the kid. This is all bullshit. Bullshit.
Don't tell mommy.
Shh. Run along.
Hey, mommy, what is bullshit?
You take your kid to church one day, and we say, amen. Bullshit. What? Drew, what?
Yes, he shall be doing so.
Noah, how was your Christmas?
Was good. I went to family's on Christmas Eve and ate food and exchanged presents. And then Christmas
Day. That's what they're eating presents and exchanging food.
And on Christmas Day, I didn't do a damn thing. I just hung out at home.
Hooray!
But yeah, it was good. Nothing super exciting. I got my sister got me some superhero pint glasses. So I got Flash, Batman, Green Lantern, and Superman.
Hooray!
I love how you put Superman last, just to keep me on pins and needles.
Tim's the whole time just, did he get Superman? Did he get Superman? Did he get Superman? Please, God, tell me, did he get Superman? Oh, okay. He got Superman. Okay.
That was close.
Why would you give him Green Lantern and not Superman?
Why would you give him Batman and not Superman?
I can see Batman. Batman's a little diva.
I don't want to be with the superpowered guy.
Oh, I'm Batman. Awesome. Hey, guys. I'm Batman.
I have no superpowers and yet demand top billing.
So my wife actually made Christmas dinner for
Hooray!
For me and our moms and Michael. Unfortunately, Michael took an epic nap on Christmas Day, so we had time to watch the movie Brave, which was a present that Danelle got, and finish cooking and eat all of Christmas dinner before Michael woke up.
Wow.
Which is very atypical of Michael and his naps.
It was a Christmas miracle.
It was.
We also watched Brave, but with Drew.
Ah. Michael is too young
Brave.
To focus on television, Freddy.
Not Braveheart.
Yes.
Yeah, we watched Braveheart.
I don't know why. I was thinking of Braveheart. I was like, oh, that's...
They may take our lives,
but they'll never take
our Christmas!
Our figgy pudding!
Our fruitcake!
Right.
There we go. That's the winner.
My grandfather got fruitcake for Christmas. Because apparently, I guess he rents out, you know, part of his house, and I guess one of his tenants got, like, fruitcake. But, like, they live real close together. Like, I think they don't run into each other. And I guess the tenant didn't share the fruitcake with him. He was upset, so they got him his own fruitcake.
Wow.
We let Boston Market cook our Christmas dinner.
You love Boston Market.
It's
yes,
good.
You do.
It's tasty, and it takes me, like, much less time.
I don't know. I've never really been impressed by them.
Have you tried their Christmas meal?
I've not tried the Christmas meal, but just in general. So
it's delicious.
I guess if I haven't really enjoyed them in general, I'd be like, oh, fuck. I didn't think they were good before, but Christmas meal is going to be off the chain.
I think I'm going to drop a lot of coin on this just to see. Just to find out if Andy was right.
I'm pretty sure they only have them in this area, but Eric's Deli Cafe does a good Christmas, or like a post-Thanksgiving, post-Christmas sandwich, where it's like turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Mmm. Does sound good. Actually, I have all those things here. I can make one of those.
You should, Andy. You should.
I should.
You should make the shit out of it.
I should.
I'm watching, like, not even memorable movies. Just, like, a lot of shitty movies. I haven't been doing much over my break. I've just been laying in bed and, like, oh, what's on Netflix instead of watching? Let's watch this movie. It looks kind of shitty.
We should hang out.
We can hang out, buddy. What do you want to do? You want to rub dicks together?
Yeah.
Always. Unfortunately, I'm going to Pittsburgh for a couple days, but then after that, we can hang out.
When are you going to Pittsburgh?
We leave New Year's Day. We come back Saturday.
Which Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, Athens. What do you think? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Isn't there Pittsburgh in California?
Probably.
Oh.
Well, I think it's really close by, too.
Well, then that wouldn't be much of a trip, then, would it?
Well, it's far enough away that you're not at home that I wouldn't come visit you. Like, hey, I'm going to come visit you at wherever you are.
Why not? Come see me in Pittsburgh.
Holy shit, there is a Pittsburgh in Contra Costa.
Yeah.
See? Right, it's closer to you than me.
You could probably take Bart there, because I think the main point...
I think it was more my point that he's probably doing something there that didn't involve me.
Ah.
Nah. It did. I was like, okay, here's where we hopefully schedule in Noah. Should we tell him? Not till the last minute.
But yeah, I'm off until the 7th, so.
I'm off until Monday.
I'm off until the 7th as well.
Hmm. How suspicious. You guys should get together and rub your dicks together.
Because I went from having a full-time job and two part-time jobs to just two part-time jobs.
Interesting.
Which, if you have the choice, two part-time jobs is better.
Is it?
Not monetarily, but certainly time-wise.
Oh, because they're more likely to be flexible?
Well, because you get a day off. Sometimes you get more than one day off.
I think you're saying between a full-time job and a part-time job together is better than... is not.
Oh, so you mean...
two part-time jobs is better than a full-time job and a part-time job.
Got it. So two part-time better than one full-time and one part-time. Yes. I was like, because I have one full-time job, and I get days off, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought that was where the mix-up was. I'm like, yeah.
You are confusing me and enraging me.
You weren't enraged. Right.
The weirdest rage boner right now.
You have a rage boner.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
Is someone playing a banjo outside? One time in each window.
That's my banjo impression. It's not great.
That's actually a decent banjo impression.
No, don't lie to me. I don't need your pity lies.
Yeah, there's okay, someone playing a banjo out there.
That's actually a great 1950s Chinaman.
Hey, black guy playing banjo, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Noah. How are you doing?
I was about to ask you if it was Steve Martin, but as soon as you said black guy, I'm like, I don't think Steve Martin will ever be mistaken for a black person.
I thought he grew up as a young black man.
I gotta
like,
see
I know
the jerk
I'm getting
again.
This line wrong, but the jerk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the city.
Random weird shit happens there.
Fucking every day. I was walking down the street. Our car pulls over to the side of the road. A girl and a guy gets out. And the girl starts, like, I have my headphones in because I usually, like, listen to podcasts while I'm walking. And she starts yelling at the guy. He comes up to her. She starts hitting him. And, it didn't, like, she's like, you know, obviously she was mad and, like, saying not for nice stuff. And then as I walk past them, they both get back in the car. I'm like, what the fuck did he say? I didn't even hear him say anything. He's like, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, it's cool. I was just hitting you and yelling at you, but it's cool.
I'll buy you things.
Let's get back in the car.
All right.
Yeah, so that was... did I tell you, you guys just saw a fight on the bus?
No, you did not.
Ah, that was interesting. So I was sitting on the bus with my friend, and... there's a bunch of, like, young African-American guys in the back, and we hear someone say nigger, like, probably 10 times. Just like, blah, 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 nigger, blah, 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 nigger. But I was like, Jesus Christ. And then, you know, maybe, like, 5 minutes later, all of a sudden, like, a fight breaks out. Like, and, like, where these two guys are, like, hitting on each other, and, like, the bus was stopped at the time. I'm like, I think this is our stop. So we got off. And then the bus driver was like, get off the bus! Who's yelling at the guys? I'm like, you know, every once in a while I get, like, pissed off because the bus drivers can be kind of assholes. Like, you know, they're at the bus stop and you're, like, a few feet away and they just start pulling away even though they see you. I'm like, well, you gotta be a dick bus driver. But then I'm like, but then you gotta deal with shit like that. I'm sure that's gonna wear on anyone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, great. I deal with like a bunch of people fighting in the back of my bus today. And you're just one guy. Ugh. Yeah, that would not be fun.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, it kind of seems a little like that might be overwhelming. Like, you said, I was like, well, I'm going to yell at them to get off the bus, but...
Really, what can I do?
I can't make them.
I don't have a step two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw Django.
Django.
Unchained.
Okay.
It was good. Wasn't my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. It was long for sure. I feel like they probably could tighten it up. Pretty violent. I know, shocking. Like, yeah, like, it's one of those things where it's like, you just got shot. All of a sudden, there's just all this gore just shooting off of you. And apparently, the person in front of me in the movie, there's like a whole group of people. And apparently, I guess, one of the ladies worked in the movie and was in the movie. So, there's like, they were talking about that. And she's like, yeah, I'm in a scene too, and I did props. I was like, oh, all right. Good for you, Asian lady.
And you were like, shut the fuck up. I did not pay $9 to hear you run your mouth.
You run your fucking trap.
Backhanded her. Cuff.
Well, it wasn't even $9. It was $15 because I had to get an extreme, which I don't know if necessarily better. Whatever that thing is where they give you leather seats and
I know what prop you should get. A fucking Band-Aid. Pa!
Oh. That's unkind.
So is that extreme? So that extreme thing, you don't think it's worth it?
In general, I would say probably not.
Especially for something like the Django.
I mean, it's $3 extra, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I really care about leather seats. I'm not like, I'm never sitting in other seats. I'm like, fuck, this movie's so much better if this seat was leather.
You know why John Carter didn't make a lot of money? I didn't see it in leather seats, and therefore I gave it a bad review.
Leather seats?
Leather
all
seats?
The way.
It becomes,
you know,
Citizen Kane.
I think for $15 you should be able to bare cheek it. No, then you would enjoy those leather seats.
Not if the person before you also did.
Yes. I don't want to get anus STDs.
Seat transmitted diseases?
And as he mentioned, he lives in San Francisco.
What was that, Eddie?
I said seat transmitted diseases.
Exactly. Good one, Andy. Good
Thank
one.
You. I do that every once in a while. It's always surprising when I do.
I was like, holy shit, Andy said something funny. Stop the presses. Andy, I know the answer to this is probably no, but I'm going to ask anyways. Have you watched American Horror Story?
We are, I think, halfway through the first season.
Do you like it?
I do.
Okay.
Caitlin gets like a bit creeped out, doesn't know what to think about it. It's kind of like how I spend a lot of time going, hey, let's watch Dexter. I'm not feeling Dexter. Okay. How about now? Let's watch Dexter. No, I'm not in the mood for Dexter. And just like every season of Dexter has turned into, okay, I'm going to watch Dexter. I don't give a shit if you are not, or not. I won't delete it.
Fuck what you're going to do.
Yeah, I won't delete it. So, yeah, I'm just going to watch it. And that's the point where she's like, okay, I'll watch Dexter. And then we watch the whole season of Dexter. So I think the same thing's going to happen with American Horror Story season 1 and 2.
I watched an episode. I don't know if it's the acting or something does not seem great on that show. But then I was curious about the show in general, so I went through and read like the synopsis for the first season. And I'm like, okay, that show seems interesting. But the execution is not doing it for me for some reason.
Hmm. Did you just watch a random episode?
I watched the very first one.
The very first one? Yeah, the very first one kind of didn't... I wasn't sure what I was going to think about it. The execution seemed to get a little bit better after the pilot. Like, it seemed a little... Stilted's not quite right, but...
I mean, I don't know if this is because it's the first episode, but also some of the stuff didn't really make sense sometimes. It didn't seem clear. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I didn't understand at first that he was interviewing people, doing the therapy in his house. So I didn't understand how that kid was seeing the girl in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Later on. I was like, what? Huh? I'm like, and then I found out, I was like, oh, all right, that makes sense now. I don't know. But yeah, I read through it. Maybe I'll watch it again. Because it seemed like the premise seemed interesting. It seemed fucked up. Like, I was reading. I'm like, this show just gets more fucked up. Kind of like Nip Tuck.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say if you watch a couple more episodes, well, I guess if you read the synopsis, you probably know even more about the first season than I do at this point.
Yeah, I know exactly what happens.
Okay. Well, then don't spoil anything for me.
No, I won't.
Or for any of our gentle listeners.
Nah, that's all I was going to say. It's got multiple levels.
Oh, speaking of, this probably could have been a bit shorter and still been an okay movie. My wife and I saw The Hobbit.
And?
It could have been shorter. Honestly, when I'd first heard about it, it was, I think, supposed to be one movie. Then they were talking about how it was going to be split and be done as two movies. And I thought, originally, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds like they got enough material for that. And then right before this came out, I found out that they'd actually done it as three movies. I'm like, The Hobbit was a really short story. And I understand they're pulling a bunch of, additional lore in, because The Hobbit was written so long before Lord of the Rings was made. That it was Tolkien went back and, he adjusted things in The Hobbit, so, future releases of The Hobbit had more stuff to kind of tie it in to the mythology that he'd built in Lord of the Rings. So I knew they were going to kind of expand it and sort of do more stuff to tie it in, but I still thought three movies sounded like kind of a cash grab. And having seen it, I think it is. I think they easily could have cut a third of that material and still been just fine. So it was I think it was a bit over 3 hours total. And that it was parts of it plotted. And it was kind of like in episode one, Phantom Menace, where the pod race is okay, great. Yeah, pod race. All right, now some more pod race. Okay, can we be done with the fucking pod race? There were a couple of chase scenes in The Hobbit that were kind of like that, where it was sort of okay, we get it. They're running away. All right, we get it. People are falling down into cracks in the ground. Okay, shit's on fire now. Great. That is totally different than the other part a few minutes ago where they were also running away. But it did feel like they're setting up a lot of stuff, hopefully, that will pay off in the second and third movies. So I'm still a big, huge geek. Tim will still hate it.
No chance he won't.
Did you see it in the super frame version where it's like more frames than normal?
The high frame rate?
High frame rate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Did you know about that?
Nope.
It's supposed to look different. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I remember people talking about it, but I was like, all right, whatever. I think it costs more anyways.
And you don't even get leather seats.
No leather seats.
Well,
so there you go.
If there's no leather seats, then I'm not going to be bare-cheeking it in that theater. I have standards.
Hey, that can be a job for you, Tim. If you could go wipe down all the leather seats after each.
Ooh, he's going to pass on that one.
After each airing of a movie. Because people are bare-cheeking it. People like Andy.
I think 7 weeks with the same cough is probably enough. I think I'm going to do something else next week other than have this cough.
I fully support that.
How
will you get rid of the cough?
Just not have it anymore. I'm just going to decide to be well. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to tell Christian scientists and Scientologists that they're both full of bullshit.
They don't like getting confused for each other, just so you know.
I'm aware.
All right.
So how about you, Tim? Did you see any movies? I know you've been working like crazy.
We didn't go to the theater to see any movie. I thought about it because my mom was here Christmas Day. I was like, oh, we can go to the movie. But there was nothing out there I was super dying to see that was at least close by or starting. Argo would have already been done. That would have been something I would want to see. I didn't think I saw Flight as an option. But we did. I got some movies for Christmas, so we watched. I can't remember the last time I sat down and watched It's a Wonderful Life from start to finish.
I don't think I've ever seen it from start to finish.
That is a good movie.
It's been a while.
There is a scene towards the beginning, you're like, holy shit, this movie's rough.
Yeah.
And this is the beginning. I totally forgot that you spend most of the movie watching George Bailey's life, and then you get to see, I thought it almost started immediately with him about to jump off the bridge. I thought that's where it started.
Oh, no. You get to watch the world shit on him for a little bit before he gets to that bridge.
Yes. For quite a bit.
Yes.
So it's funny that it's a Christmas movie, because I turned to him, it's an hour into it, and we've just now gotten to Christmas Eve.
How long is it?
It's so long, my penis.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't remember. It's probably under 2 hours, but I would say the first half of it is not a Christmas.
Yeah, well, I mean, any Christmas movie that really centers around somebody contemplating suicide...
warms your heart.
Yeah.
It's your favorite movie ever.
Warms my cockles of my heart.
Warms the cockles of my cockles.
Did you say cockles or tacos?
Cockles?
Whichever one you like better.
I heard it warms the tacos of my heart.
Some comedians said that, right?
What, cockles or tacos?
Cockles. Even my subcockles.
Oh, that would be Dennis Leary.
There you go.
Maybe in the liver, maybe in the kidneys, maybe even in the
maybe
colon.
Maybe even in the colon.
We don't know.
So we saw that, and I also got Avengers and Dark Knight Rises for Christmas, so I watched...
Nice.
Well, my wife and I sat down to watch Avengers, which is to say my wife saw until Loki showed up and then fell asleep.
That's how you have to do it.
And I watched it all the way through. Showed the kid Mickey's Christmas Carol, which was essentially him going, "Mimi," which is his word for Mickey, and then running away into the kitchen. He's like, "I'm bored. Bye." And then he went and played with pots and pans and stuff.
There's talking.
Also watched The Muppet Christmas Carol. Both of them good. Meant to watch Scrooge. Never got around to it this year.
Mm.
So sad.
Yeah, we didn't watch Scrooge this year either. But we did watch Mickey's Christmas Carol. We watched the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol. We watched the Jim Carrey Grinch. We watched the original Grinch. We watched a crap ton of Christmassy shit.
I have to say... and maybe this was just a function of like a lot of stuff that changed for me this year. Like, we didn't go to Disneyland on Thanksgiving, which is normally the kickoff to my Christmas season. We went way earlier, and like, it was just, I don't know, it felt a little disconnected from the Christmas season. Like, even though it was all Christmas tree when we were there, like it felt like we came back and it was, you know, it was a while before there was a Christmas tree up in our house or Christmas music playing in general. And also just the fact that since Disneyland, I've been working two jobs, so I haven't had any days off until, like, Christmas Eve. But, like, I was really sad when Christmas was over. I'm like, I feel like I just got to Christmas. I know that the season keeps extending, and people are like, fuck, Christmas is in September already. There's so much Christmas. Fucking rah! But it's like, I feel like... after Christmas is when I want more Christmas. Like, now that I've done shopping, now that I'm done wrapping, now that I'm done cooking, now that I'm done, you know, hanging out, you know, fulfilling family obligations, now I want to watch some Christmas music and hear some Christmas carols.
Yeah, it seems like, as another parent of a small kid, like, a lot of the setup for Christmas is just a fucking drag. It's like, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta go shopping, deal with mall traffic. Fuck, we gotta wrap, like, 1,000 things. And then you actually hit the day, and it's like, good. And, I went to turn on Christmas music on Christmas. It was like, for fuck's sake, I'm done. I'm like,
wow.
What? It's like, you haven't been driving around with Junior, like, listening to Christmas stuff on the radio for the last month and a half. Like, that's true. I've been listening to a lot of NPR and other stuff.
NPR. It's good for
the
soul.
Did you guys hear me on the Doug Loves Movies Christmas episode?
No, I haven't downloaded it yet.
Hear me. Hear my name mentioned very briefly.
And then not pick his category.
Yep. When he favorited it, I was like, maybe I'm going to get used. And then very first question, which is to say an hour and 30 minutes in.
Which I think is just the right amount of time.
That was a super epic long episode. For the uninitiated, I'm talking about Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies podcast, The 12 Guests of Christmas. It was like it was more than 12 guests this year, so it was a while before everybody even got on stage so that they could start asking questions. And then my category was Noel Noel, movies with no L in the title. And it got a moderate laugh from the audience. I was like, yay!
You people will never remember me!
No, they won't! I did not see a bump from follows on Twitter.
I've often wondered if people who got mentioned got a bump in followers.
I'll tell you right now, this one didn't. I bet if you have a name like King of Pancakes that's memorable, but Tim Babb Comedian probably flew in one year and out the other, especially like 13 questions later.
Yeah, like Tim Babb. I wonder what Tim Babb's up to, comedian. I don't think I have to find out.
Fuck him.
I got nothing.
You didn't feel sad that the Christmas season was over, Noah?
Nah, just less shit for me to worry about what to get people. I'm just like, I don't know what to get you.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah.
Because I want to give, like, my extended family, like, you know, my aunt and uncle who I go to their house, for Christmas Eve. But it's like, I don't spend enough time with them. And then maybe that's one of my own feeling. Maybe I should talk to them more and then I would know what they wanted. I don't know. So that's why I wonder. I'm like, should I know what they want?
Christmas guilt, have it all day long.
So I think I know what I'm going to do next year. Well, I have some ideas, so.
That's good. Write them down, because it's a long-ass way away.
Oh, I did.
Good.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, I wonder if it's different if you have a family, though. You know what I mean? Like not like I have a family, but like maybe you have your own family. Maybe it kind of is a little different because you're kind of experiencing with them for the first time or second time or, you know.
Could be.
But yeah, I wouldn't. I'm just sad. I'm just like, another day. It was good.
I just like, I felt like I missed that. Like, I didn't feel like, I don't know. I can't explain it. But I had an over, like, it was like a sense of being nostalgic for something that, like that sad sort of nostalgia that you sometimes get for something that you miss. But that was the 26th, and it just was crushing down on me. I didn't even, we didn't put our outside Christmas lights up until Christmas Eve. Because I was never home during the day to do it.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's because you were working so much. Are you always generally pretty excited about Christmas, even before you had Michael?
Oh, yeah. I like Christmas. I like the smell of the Christmas tree, the decorations, the lights twinkly-dwinkly. I like all the music. A lot of memories associated with the music. So there's two on-demand stations that Comcast has called Sounds of the Season. I'm like, and so I checked in on them the day after Christmas. I'm like, still playing Christmas music, and every day I'll check. I'm like, still playing. I'm like, I want to see what happens to these and when it happens. Because I can't imagine I tune in like mid-February, and it's like, oh, the man, winter wonderland. I realized I started to do the intro to Winter Wonderland, which probably few people even know. So I cut to the chorus. The other problem with the Comcast stations, though, is they didn't pay the big money for the hits that you've heard of. So you'll hear, like, it'll be Frank Sinatra, but it won't be him singing, like, one of his, you know, like, a famous Christmas song you've heard him sing. Or, like, there's no Nat King Cole whatsoever, and there's Bing Crosby, but he's not singing White Christmas. He's called, like, it's like someone's calling called, like, Hey, Christmas is pretty awesome, right? Or some shit like that.
Who likes Christmas? Who has two thumbs and likes Christmas? This guy.
Or, like, it'll be, like, a song you've heard of, you know, like, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, as sung by Joe Blow and his all What the Fuck Orchestra.
I love the What the Fuck Orchestra. And I like it when I can say orchestra. I didn't even really listen to a lot of Christmas music. I don't know, I just wasn't like, oh, fucking Christmas is awesome. Mostly I was just like, I haven't bought any gifts. I need to get on this, like, the weekend before Christmas. I need to start slacking off and do some shit. You know what? I think butt. This may be part of it for me. I think as I get older, like, I start to think more about, like, other people. And, like, the whole consumerism of Christmas kind of makes me think about, like, well, like, people are so happy, like, oh, I got this new Kindle Fire. And then I'm like, but think about people who don't even have, like, a place to sleep. And I think that's another reason why I wasn't super excited. I just think more about that stuff these days, and, like, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
And I feel like, not all, like, Chris about spending time with friends, but I also feel like people think it's about, like, I need to get the person I love this expensive gift, for that shows how much I love them. And I'm going to say that's always the case, but it kind of, like, you know, just looking at people's feeds of what they got, it's like, it seems like that's what the general kind of consensus is. And I know, I mean, not you should be able to do with your money what you want, but I don't know if I agree with that sentiment. Like, I think in the future, I'm going to try to actually make gifts for the most part, you know, depending. Cause I feel like that means a little bit more than just buying something expensive at that, like, that maybe you don't need. I don't know. Don't mean to bring you down.
Well, I'm more of like something, cause I feel like, For our parents, we made them a calendar of Michael because they always like pictures of Michael. So, like, it's a 12-month calendar of Michael pictures. Who doesn't like that? But then we also got them something that, like, they would either want or be able to use. Well, both, usually. You know, like my mom, when she comes to town, often goes out to eat. So we got her cards for some of the places, you know, gift cards for the places she likes to go eat.
That's nice. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you shouldn't buy people gifts at all, but...
Yeah, well, that's my thing against... Like, sometimes, like, if someone makes you a present, you're like, great. Now I have to mentally calculate how long I have to hold on to this before I can throw it out. It's like, I have no use for this whatsoever. It's
well,
nice.
So that's the other thing. Like, another reason I don't like Christmas is because, like, well, I mean, you guess you can just give people gift cards, but I don't like to give people stuff that they're not going to use. Like, because, exactly. Like, I know when people give me stuff I'm not going to use, and I'm like, oh, this sucks. Like, I'm not going to use this. And it's just like, you could have saved your money and time and just got me nothing, and I would have been perfectly happy. So that's why I'm very, like, that's what also stresses me out, because I'm like, well, I want to get you something that you're going to use. and that you actually like, as opposed to like, ah, I just was passing through Walgreens, I saw this random thing, and I bought it for you.
My wife's mom got this. It wasn't a present so much as it was just like a little decoration that she I must have seen like as a like a impulse item. And it's a snowman, and you turn it on, and he's holding like a it's fake, it's like a little plastic snowman, and it has a little cheerleader bullhorn. And if you turn it on, it does these random Christmas cheers. It is the most annoying thing I have ever seen in my life. Like, the instant she was out the door, those batteries were in a drawer. I was like, I don't know, Michael, it broke.
We have a house full of those things.
No. Like, well, she also got this other thing. It's like you know how they have those things where you put on your car, like on a decal, so it looks like a ball is halfway smashed through your window?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a snowman, one of those, and you turn it on, and it says stuff to you. Like, that's better. Like, I was like, I think she got the snowman thing just to make the snowball thing seem less irritating. Because I'm like, this is fine. I like this. But not that, like, we got spirit. We got Christmas spirit. Yes, we do. We got Christmas spirit. How about you? Yay! And it doesn't stop. That's the problem. It doesn't. There's no, like, stop and start. At least the snowman, you have to activate it by walking by it. The snowball. But the snowman just kept cheering, leading at me. I was like, turn it off! And, like, as soon as it turned on, like, you just watched all the eyes in the room, like, sorry, you just reminded me of things that like you shouldn't buy because nobody needs. Yes. I know we're almost out of time, but oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was just saying, yeah, like generally, things that make noise for your kids are not good.
Yeah, I could tell us another story about that, but I did. I thought maybe we'd want to get into what we're doing for New Year's Eve and any 2013 thoughts.
Well, I could actually bridge the gap between those two. My mom, one of the things she sent us for Drew was a slide whistle. And I Skyped with her the other night, and she's like, so? We were showing her like how much Drew liked all the other presents that she'd gotten him. She goes, what about the slide whistle? I'm like, yeah, remember when I was little and Uncle Dean used to get noisy presents for Than and I? She's like, yeah. Remember how much you and Dad used to kind of quietly bitch about how noisy those presents were? She goes, yeah. I'm like, unlike you guys, I learned from that experience. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, we saw the slide whistle and it went behind somebody before he could get that thing out of the box. So you look back at the box, it was like, look at all the rest of these presents that don't make any noise. She goes, what? Oh, come on. I'm like, he can have it on New Year's when all the other noisy things come out. And then it will go away again.
Forever.
So that's one of our plans for New Year's. It's a bust out a slide whistle. Woo!
Woo! You guys are party animals.
Mm-hmm. You guys are wild. Shit, slow down, girl.
And we got some we got us some mommy daddy goofy juice. That'll be nice.
What goofy juice did you get?
Champagne.
I tried Moscato for the first time. Shit's pretty delicious.
Yes, it is.
That's all. Apparently black people like it. I'm black.
Well, you're half right. yeah, I was trying to think of what else you might like. Oh, have you ever tried Pinot Grigio?
Maybe.
It is another dessert-y type wine. If you liked the Moscato, you might like Pinot Grigio.
Good to know.
Anyways, how about you guys?
New Year's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Really?
You live in the city of wonder and enchantment, and people getting out of cars and yelling at each other.
I didn't plan it. I just was like, meh. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe I won't. We'll see what comes up.
We're going to go hang out with Jeff and Miranda probably until East Coast New Year, because then the very next day we're flying to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And we have to leave at 6 in the morning.
Whoa! That's early.
Yes.
Whoa!
And then we got 7 hours of traveling with a less than 2-year-old.
How does he do on travel?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You're going to be like George looking at that bridge, aren't you?
Wait, have you go to Pittsburgh normally?
Merry Christmas, icy death.
Danelle did go last year, Noah, but at the time I thought I would still be working, so I did not we did not make plans for me to go. This time I would have still been working, but I assumed that all my jobs would have let me go, so we had made plans for me to go, but unfortunately, my part-time job is A, part-time, and B, flexible enough to let me have that week off.
What? You say unfortunately or fortunately?
Fortunately.
Oh, okay. So she has family there?
Friends, but yes.
Oh, okay.
They're on her side.
Nice. That's all.
So you're going to travel to see them, but not us?
That's awkward.
The answer is yes, Andy.
Apparently so. However, now this is a chip I can use as a debate for where we travel next.
Hooray!
That's why I just don't travel.
Fuck all you people.
It's safer that way.
And I am one day away from not eating at McDonald's for an entire calendar year.
Oof, that's your New Year's resolution.
How do you feel about that, Andy? I mean, not Andy, Tim.
Oh, no, it was last year. I said I wasn't going to eat at McDonald's all this year, and I did not.
Holy shit, you're right.
As long as I don't eat at McDonald's today or tomorrow, I
win. Noah, trick him into eating at McDonald's. Noah, go to In-N-Out Burger, get a bunch of shit, but then go to McDonald's to get burgers and just put the McDonald's burgers inside the In-N-Out shit.
He might figure it out.
I'm like, this In-N-Out burger looks a lot like a Big Mac.
I don't know if I care that much.
Oh, it's off the hidden menu. I got a Big Mac style.
I'll let Tim achieve his little goal.
Oop. Oh, man. When I was out there for the Salesforce thing, what was that, 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Yeah, fuck, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
The last night of the conference, before it's time to travel home, we went out and we were at some sponsored event thing that was at a club. And I had not actually seen Gangnam Style yet. So I'd kind of heard that there was this thing going around called Gangnam Style. Had no idea what it was. At the club, all of a sudden, it comes on, and, like, everyone starts doing that, like, horse dance thing, and everyone that I'm with, we all look at each other like, what the fuck just happened? Is this, like, a cult, and we wandered into a meeting?
I do not understand the appeal of that song.
It's so silly.
It's fine. I mean, it's no better or worse than anything else.
It's got a catchy hook, and it's silly.
I would say it's worse than other things. Like, it's not catchy to me. That's why I don't get it.
Gotcha.
You don't think?
No.
Oh, yeah, that beat is fine, and Gangnam Style. Hop.
No, it doesn't do it for me.
All right, well, you're in the minority.
Oh, I know.
Yet again.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't even see the video until, like, 4 days ago.
Oh, wow.
I'd never actually heard the song or seen the video until Cracked posted, like, their number. I can't remember. It was, like, their top 8 of the year. Gangnam Style. Various things, and I couldn't remember if that was a song or video, and I finally saw it. I was like, so this is what people are on about.
Yeah. I think I came right home from, I think it was shortly after I got home from Dreamforce that I was like, you know what? It felt weird being an outsider during that. I'm going to find out what this is all about, and I looked it up.
Speaking of, one of the viral videos they had was, have you seen the one where the chick gets proposed to while sitting in the back of the car, and all of her family is singing to her?
Yes. No.
Oh, I'll find it and link it. That is fucking... Dear God. It's a lot of shit going on.
It'll make you feel bad for how you proposed, basically.
Yeah, it will. You'll be like, wow. Even if you thought, man, I fucking did my shit.
I was just going to say,
you didn't do shit.
Is the end result of this the whole family singing You Better Not Say No?
I would be...
It's some song called, like, I Think We Should Marry Me. I Think You Should Marry Me, or Let's Get Married,
I Think
or
You
Marry
Should
Me Shit.
Marry Me. And yeah, yeah.
I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Marry Me Shit.
Marry Me Shit, I'll fucking kill you.
Marry My Shit.
I'd be curious, like, I wonder if there's a correlation between, like, someone who does that and how well the marriage will go. Like, I wonder if they'll be, like, they went through all that effort, so they're going to be more attentive and caring.
I'm willing to bet almost zero. Because follow me on this. The big grand gestures, the ability to pull that off, like, taking the time and the energy and the care and all the rest, is telling about, like, how much you value the person. But it's also, like, you can do, like, one big crazy thing, but getting marriage right isn't that. Like, getting marriage right is not the occasional grand gesture. It's...
Well, sure. But I was wondering, like, if someone went through that effort, if they're willing to do that for effort, would they do the smaller stuff, too, that matters?
Yeah, an excellent question. You know, I've known people.
Although
who are
it should
better.
Be pointed out that in this video, it was either the bride or the fiance or the fiancer. I don't know how you do that, male or female, but whatever. It was like one of their friends was a choreographer who clearly took the lead on that. So it wasn't actually the dude.
Gotcha.
Like, he may have come to her with this idea, but it's clear that she's like, "Well, I'll just take that baton and."
People always want to piss on your shit.
I don't think I would mind if anybody pissed on my shit. I'm like, well, I was done with it. Carry on.
People always want to piss on your marriage proposal video.
Aim carefully. See if you can cut it in half.
Oh, dear.
That's gross.
All right. Well. All
right, well.
That's 2012. I was listening to last year's New Year's Eve episode, or New Year, whatever, our last episode of last year, and Noah's like, 2012 is going to be our year for Tancast.
Yeah.
Meanwhile... Cut to the end of 2012. We're not on iTunes anymore. We're dropping episodes left and right. Episode 207.
That was our year. I didn't say it was a good year.
You said we were going to blow up. You said, look out, Ira Glass.
Yeah,
we're exploding.
We're not on iTunes anymore.
The shards of Tancast are flying all over the place.
We're missing episodes. We're imploding, sir.
Well, as long as we're going down the drain.
Fair enough.
You guys have seen Gautier's, or heard, the Somebody That I Used to Know song?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
Here's somebody doing a cover of it.
Oh, dear.
Kind of blew my mind.
We have to watch it now.
No, you do not. But I think you will enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is old news, my friend.
Have you seen the parody of it, which is the next one?
I probably, but we'll see.
So it was finding the somebody. It wasn't Cracked, but it was some other, like, you know, greatest things of this year. You know, it may have even been YouTube's greatest things of this year. The Five Peeps One Guitar parody that Key of Awesome did. That got me back to Walk Off the Earth doing the original. I was like, okay, like this parody doesn't make any sense to me, so I better go back and watch the other one. And then that got me into a whole bunch of other things that Walk Off the Earth had done, including a video called... I'm not going to link it, but... Well, I guess I should. What the fuck? I'm just listing off random videos here. But it's a music video called Red Hands, and the whole thing was done as one shot, like one tracking shot. But the music video is like they speed up and rewind like through the long tracking shot to get individual snippets of it for the bits of the music video. So like the whole music video is out of sequence bits of this one long tracking shot. That is a clever idea.
I will watch it. Not right at this moment.
I can't make any promises that I'll ever watch
so,
it.
So, since Noah didn't have any plans, Noah, there you go. I've given you a couple of videos. You can just watch those things on repeat and just cry yourself to sleep tomorrow night.
Jesus.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
You're a sad little man, Andy.
I'm a sad little man.
Andy the dickhead, everybody.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
He's the dickiest dickhead that ever dicked.
It's a killer. All right, everyone. Well,
all right.
I hope you had a pleasant 2012. Sorry the world didn't end and all that shit. Looking forward to 2013.
And you're doing it like an angel trying to get his wings.
2013 is going to be the year for Tancast.
No, dear Christ.
We're going to blow up.
And this week, I hate that the world didn't end.
Remember, never trust a New Year's prediction by Noah.
Tancast.
Thank you for tolerating, I mean listening, to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah@TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, I'm fucking in here.
So, Noah, any predictions for 2013?
Lots.
I'm predicting flying cars.
I like it. Noah agrees.
Excellent.
I'm predicting more of the same shit.
Tim is surprisingly accurate. I believe he is a prophet.
Or a prostitute.
One or the other. Either way.
A prostitute not making a profit.
Either way, I'm fine with it.
Oh,
all right, everyone. Have a year.
Bye-bye.
Drink responsibly.
Drink irresponsibly. Whatever. And if you're in...
just drink.
If you're in Colorado or Washington, smoke that bud.
Sure, why not? Get married if you can.
And if you're places that allow it, fuck that chicken.
I don't know that any state allows that.
Pretty sure maybe South Carolina does.
Maybe it's not sanctioned, but there's no rules that say you can't do it.
Didn't say I couldn't fuck the chicken.
Just one of those things where they think that it didn't occur to us to say not to.
Show me. Show me in the law, Judge, where it says I can't fuck this chicken in your courtroom right now.
Oh.
Case terrible. Dismissed. Clack.
The F in KFC is no longer fried. There,
why can't I? My little chicken.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, I'll stop.